welcome to another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. Thank you guys so much for sticking by me and for being here another week to tune in to the podcast. If it's your first time or if you've been listening for a while and you haven't yet, please do us a favor. Make sure you leave a rating and a review on whatever audio streaming platform you listen to this podcast on. But yes, thank you guys. I appreciate you all. And I'm happy to be here with you guys. This past month. So I came back. I took a little bit of a break earlier in June. And now I'm back. I was addressing some things in my personal life, but also just letting myself process some feelings and emotions and getting myself back together. Not that I was falling apart in any way, but sometimes you need to take a step back to fully assess and evaluate where you are in life. And I don't know if you guys know this, but we have officially reached a year of the podcast. This is big to me because I don't know if I've shared the backstory, I don't recall, but this is something I've always wanted to do, and never with any intention of making it super big and leading charts and anything like that, but this is just something I've always wanted to try and pursue and have it be an outlet for me. Since we hit the year, I've been doing a lot of reflecting of things that I did well, things that I can improve on, and things that I want to continue to work on to make this of value to myself, but also to you all. And in that thought, I started thinking about the importance of committing to something, why we need to commit. And more than anything, this is what this podcast is to me, is a commitment to do something that I like, that I enjoy, separate from anything else, solely to continue to build and work on something no matter what. We're too comfortable with trying. We need to do less trying and more doing. And here's what I mean by that. Trying, all that means is to attempt to do something. Which means, once you try to do something, once you attempt to do something the first time, the trying should be done. Instead, we've continued to call the pursuit of our endeavors a try, an attempt. And the reason why I think that's doing us a disservice to our pursuit is because trying, in my personal opinion, gives us an out. It gives us an unnecessary sense of urgency. So for me, this is all personal opinion. In the past, when I've said, I'm going to try to do something, I'm already telling myself in my head that I'm giving myself an out. The first moment that it gets hard, I'm out of this. I have no dog in this fight. I don't have to pursue this. I don't have to go through this pain and suffering. I don't have to figure this out. For what? I'm just trying at the end of the day. And so trying leaves the door open to a lack of commitment. It's okay to walk away. It's okay to fail because you're not committed to it, right? And it's this idea of like, well, it's okay to walk away from this thing because at least I tried. And although I do believe that there is validity in that statement in certain situations, I think a lot of us are too comfortable with, at the first moment we're faced with the adversity, walking away from a situation that we've only partially committed to. Whereas choosing to commit and to do, it opens up the floor to a continuous commitment until the task is accomplished, regardless of how long it takes. And sometimes these tasks are going to take a really long time, and there will be periods where we don't even look at it. And not just tasks, just anything that you choose to commit to in this life. There are going to be periods of difficulty, there are going to be periods of frustration, there are going to be periods that things are really good, momentum is up, motivation is up, and you're all in. But there is something to say of like, you know what, those moments are not my first way out. I'm committed to this. I'm going to keep going. Even if every day I'm just trying to improve it just a little bit better than it was yesterday. And that's all I'm worried about. And I think it's important to ask why we fear commitment so much. What is holding us back from committing? Where is the resistance manifesting in our lives and why? Why are we so apprehensive to going all in on something? And I think that's a valid question, because is it a fear of failure? Is it because we feel like we don't have the tools to overcome obstacles? Is it because we don't want to be bad at something? Is it because we feel like these things aren't worth our time? We've been exposed to a lot of fake storylines through social media, through media in general. I think movies, pop culture, all these things, we're only shown the wins. And it has falsely conditioned us to think that the wins are all that is real, that you only win. And quite frankly, in those wins, there are a lot of losses that don't get displayed, because losses aren't profitable. Losses aren't sexy. Losses aren't cute. But losses are what lead to those wins. So anyways, thinking about this, I'm like, man, choosing to commit wholeheartedly increases our focus, but it also gives us the space to work through emotions that may arise. And in those emotions, you get the opportunity to think, okay, is this pain and suffering even worth my time? Do I even care enough about this? And you really get to see how you deal with emotion, how you deal with adversity, how you choose to work through it. We have to figure out how to work through it. And I think that's why so many people have gotten to a point where they feel so frustrated about everything in life, because life is not all sunshine and rainbows, regardless of what they tell us. It's not. And there are moments that are going to be more difficult than others, but we have to make the conscious decision every time we face those moments. Is this worth my time to keep going? Am I committed enough? Do I care enough to keep going? The attempt is over. We're in it. Now you have to make a choice, because you're committed and you're locked in. Do I want to keep going? And I think if you are locked in on something and you understand that choosing to continue, regardless of the result, is going to yield the most value. Notice I say the most value and not the most reward. Because even if you choose to walk away from something that you were fully committed to, you still receive value from that situation. It's not a loss, it's a lesson. And that's the part we have to really understand. Just because you choose to walk away from something you were committed to, that you gave your all to, doesn't mean you lost. Because you learn what it feels like to give your all to something. You learn what it feels like to commit to something. You learned what it feels like to pour into something. And you also learn what it feels like to be emotionally in tune with yourself enough to understand, this isn't for me anymore. I have to walk away. And the lessons and the values that you learn from that lesson, the lessons and the values that you learn from holding yourself accountable in those situations, and also the lessons of being introspective and respecting your intuition, are invaluable. You can't get that anywhere else. You don't buy that as a course on Google. You don't buy that as a course from some dude on Instagram. You have to go through the lesson of fully committing to something to get to this point. And I think one of the things that I see a lot is how people say, like, I lack focus, I lack discipline, I lack focus, I lack discipline. And maybe it's not even that. Maybe the real reason we feel so unfocused or undisciplined is because we're too scared to commit to something, right? Walk with me. If you're too scared to commit to something and you're just trying and attempting so many things, then you're going to have a lot of things on your plate. And there's not going to be one thing that takes all of your focus, that takes your time, that takes your energy. Therefore, you're trying to quote unquote equally distribute all this time and energy and focus into so many different things. And yet none of them yield the lessons and the values nor the results, because it's not sustainable. It doesn't make sense. You cannot pour into so many different things. I think by choosing to streamline our focus, by choosing to commit to less things, but truly commit, not just try and attempt, but commit to things. So this is past the trying period. Choosing, okay, regardless of how this goes, I am committed and I'm focused on it. So, meaning if you have 20 things on your plate, you can't be committed and focused to 20 things. It's not realistic. Where would the time be? So maybe having 1, 2, 3 things, a couple of things, whatever you can with your bandwidth, that you say, this is my thing, this is the thing I'm pouring in my time, my energy, my capacity into, then suddenly you might feel more focused. But it also challenges us as people to be intentional about what we're pouring our energy into. It also challenges us to figure out what it is that we really want, what it is that we enjoy, what do we care about. Because if that's the case, you can't just be willy-nilly picking things to commit to and put your focus into. You have a more streamlined approach. You have a clearer vision of what matters to you. You have a clear vision of things that are not negotiable to you. You have a clear vision of things that you want to pursue and get better at in this life. So if that's the case, then you're not just going to be picking a new hobby every week and doing everything. And I get it. Listen, I battle with this a lot. As a person that has been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, I struggle with this. So I'm not here to tell you I'm perfect, but I have done the work to be aware of it and to be very mindful of it and to just take a step back when I feel myself hobby hopping. Because I know that it's doing more harm than good at the end of the day. And I think it's good to be multifaceted and to explore different realms in life. I think that's awesome. But I also think it's important to give things that you choose to commit to a fair chance and not to just jump at the first sign of disinterest or of frustration or difficulty. And I think that, again, because we have been conditioned to see people only winning and doing well and being so great at everything, and that's all they're showing because it's truly an ego boost and they have a ulterior motive as to why they're only showing you the wins, in the fleeting search of us trying to find the thing that we're just so good at and natural at, we're missing out on the opportunity to learn, we're missing out on the opportunity to develop new skill sets, and to fall in love with the process and see the fruit of our commitment. We don't get to see the fruit of our commitment. And so how do we expect then to find that thing that is our thing if we're just jumping from thing to thing because we are so afraid to commit to one thing or two things? And I think it's important to note that choosing to embark on a new journey is not as linear as people make it seem. It is a multidimensional feat, and what you gain from continuously doing, from committing, from being persistent at a task is extremely valuable and way more valuable than just natural ability. And I feel as if the pursuit of mastery has been lost in today's society. My first episode, or second, I can't remember, but in reflecting, was about mastery. And I've always wanted to revisit this topic, but I feel as if the pursuit of mastery has been lost in today's society. And I think it's due to the obsession and the accessibility to instant gratification and that constant feeling of being behind, which ironically, I feel like delays our will to live and the opportunity to develop that deep love and appreciation for life. If we always feel like we're behind, if we always feel like we're chasing something, if we always feel like we're on the hunt and pursuit for something, then yeah, of course you're going to be jumping from thing to thing and not committing to anything because you have this fleeting goal in mind that it's like, I have to get here because some dude on Instagram told me I got to be a millionaire by 22. And if I'm not a millionaire by 22, then I'm losing my mind, then I'm wasting my time, and then I have no reason to continue. When in reality, it's like, why does that matter? Why does that timeline matter to you? That's not who you are. And I know a lot of us are, you know, at least the people that probably listen to this are trying to be better at being conscious of what we consume and what we see. But there is a lot of subconscious and subliminal programming and subliminal conditioning going on in what we consume sometimes that give us this false sense of urgency, like we're always behind and we're always late, and it sends a lot of people into this spiral of like depression and anxiety and feeling like they're not good enough. And it's like, all because of what? Because someone's timeline? They don't even know you. You may not even know you. You have to take the time to figure that out for you. What works for you? What is best for you? No one else. So I feel like focusing on that instant gratification, on what's next and all of these things, and that constant feeling of I'm not there yet, I gotta be better, I gotta do better, is making us miss the most important part, which is the act of being present and living in the moment right now. There is no exchanging that, no matter what. The biggest commitment you have is the commitment to live your life, is the commitment to be present, is the commitment to be here for yourself, and in turn, that helps you be here for others. The commitment to show up in the world as a person that you're meant to be, as a radiant light. And I feel like also we have drifted away as a collective from having focuses that are outside of accolades. And what I mean by that is that every time I'm not going to generalize, but a lot of the times when I ask people or talk to people about their goals or them, you know, what they're doing, it's always work, school, all these things where it's like, that's cool and all, but I'm talking about you. And I think that's a really dangerous place to be if we can't separate school, work from our personal identity. I'm going to say this once, and I'm going to say this very clear. Your school, your work, all of those things are not who you are. They are a part of you. There are things that you do, but they are not you. And if you choose to diminish yourself, reduce yourself to solely work and school, you're going to live a very challenging life because these are all things that are external. These are all external accolades, external things. And by not taking the time to look into yourself and figure out who you are, you're leaving a very big void within you. And it's important to have things that we look forward to that are outside of those goals. It's important to have things that we work towards that are outside of those external goals and external things. Who are you, the person? Who are you as a person? What do you like? What do you care about? And what are you doing to feed those things? What are you doing to commit to you, to the things that you love? It's important to work on building yourself, building the things that no one can take from you. You can't do that without first committing to yourself and to the things that you want for yourself, right? So I hope that you all hear this loud and clear because this is something that was a big struggle for me in the past, and my life has changed completely once I changed my perspective on this. It doesn't mean you can't value the work that you do. It doesn't mean you can't value your education. None of that. Do that. Value that. But it's not who you are, and it shouldn't be a cop-out to figuring out your identity as a person, as a human being. The role that you play in this world, the role that you play in your life and in the life of others, the role that you play in society, that stuff is way more important and needs to be prioritized and needs to be committed to over your work and your school. Do not use those things as a cop-out to doing the work and figuring out who you are. I kind of went a little bit all over the place, but I wanted to really drive this home about the importance of commitment, because commitment isn't always pretty. It's not always going to be easy, and a lot of times it won't make sense. But if you care about it enough, it's so worth it, no matter what. And choosing the things to commit to, be strategic about it. Be smart about it. Make sure it's something that you care about. Make sure it's something that you value. Make sure it's something that is near and dear to your heart, that even when things get hard and you want to walk away, you'll still want to come back. It's okay to walk away and come back from something, as long as, again, it's not harming you, others, or anything like that, or putting your mind, body, spirit in distress. So it's okay to find that thing and learn about it. And as you're learning about it, again, you're going to face those frustrations. You're going to face those difficult patches. But it's the choice to continue going. And not only to go through it, but to grow through it. And when you choose those things to commit to, you can keep going. And it makes it easy to see that every day I'm choosing to do this thing, right? I don't know what it's going to look like at the end. This could become my life's work. This could not become my life's work. But what I also think is that by choosing these things and committing to them, you get to see who you are, which then in turn develops into your purpose, your passion, quote unquote, life's work, I think. Because if you're not doing things that are forcing you to see yourself in a different light, to see how you react in a situation like this, then it's really hard to discover what your purpose is and your passions and the things that you want to continue to pour into. So I think it's important to pick those things, not just so you can commit to something outside of you or commit to something in general, but also because you will see yourself in a different light. You will see what you look like when you choose to be focused on you in a different light. You will see what you look like when you overcome adversity. You will see what you look like when you win, when you lose, and all those things. And all of those lessons and values can be compiled and poured into anything else that you discover along the way of this journey, anything else that you choose that you want to pursue in this life. You don't learn those lessons by just sitting around and scrolling all day. You don't learn those lessons by having 20 different interests that you're pouring halfway into because you just want to try something. I just want to try something new. And don't get me wrong, like I said, I'm all for trying, okay? But trying with the idea of commitment in mind. I think trying just to try gives you that out. And again, it gives you an out and doesn't really yield much value because you have to question, why am I trying so many things and not committing to anything? There's something deeper there that you have to dive into, right? But anyways, I knew this episode was going to be a little bit longer for many reasons because I've been in a period of reflection, again, being that this has been a year of me committing to this podcast. And it's the first of many. I wanted to take the last little bit to just thank you all. I know it's not a lot of people that listen to this, and that's okay, because I'm grateful for every one of you. And I appreciate you guys so much. I appreciate the questions that you've had. I appreciate the conversations that have risen from this podcast. I appreciate the messages whenever I miss a episode, and I appreciate all of these things. You guys have helped me see myself in a different light and understand my abilities differently. And the act of pouring into this podcast has shown me and taught me so much about myself. And I don't care, again, I don't care that I'm not charting number one podcast and all that stuff. That's not my goal. That's not my intention with this. My intention with this has been and will always be a place for me to have conversations with you guys and leave the door open so we can have these conversations. Some of these conversations are difficult conversations, but I welcome them all as long as they're rooted in love and respect. And some of these conversations are conversations I've been having with myself through journaling or just thought patterns, things that arise that I feel would be good to share. So you guys have these conversations with yourself and periods of introspection. And yeah, I just want to say thank you. I really do appreciate you and every one of you. I love each and every one of you. And I don't say that lightly. I'm grateful and I appreciate you guys. Cheers to another year. Thank you guys. And as always, be a little better every day. You guys have an incredible week.